This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Well, we've got a lot to talk about, and I hate these headlines that try to grab our attention and scare us, but that's exactly why I have to bring them up on the show. So we're being told that there is a deadly strain of a, quote, mutated bird flu that a top scientist says could kill 300 million people, becoming a pandemic at any time. We'll talk about this killer strain of flu and if we need to worry. Personally, I just can't keep up with any of these. We had the one flu, then we're being told now influenza, the H3N2 was bad, then the influenza B may be getting bad, and then we're hearing this is bad, and then bird flu, and then swine flu, and then there's a horse bug going around that's stopping horse shows. I just think, you know, maybe we need to go back to drinking alcohol. And I mean like drinking the way our ancestors did. We really didn't have all these super bugs back then. My grandma would get lit, just lit. And I don't remember her having MRSA or super gonorrhea or herpes. I don't remember that. So we're going to talk about that. Anyway. They say there's a pill that's supposed to replace exercise. They've been working on this for a long time, but I guess they're getting closer. Where for those people that can't exercise, not don't want to. If you guys don't want to exercise, you got to get off your butts. But for people who can't exercise, there may be a pill that will be available soon where we could just pop the pill and get sit on our butts and watch Netflix. We're also being told that overdiagnosis could do more harm than good. Sometimes we shouldn't even be told if we have cancer. There's a lot of people feel, you know what, don't tell me. I'll outlive the cancer anyway. So when should we not tell you if you have cancer? Remember we were talking about rabies and this coyote who was biting people in New York, and there was a postal worker and a cop and some bike riders and some dog walkers that might have been exposed to rabies. Well, now we have a person exposed to rabies because of a cat. So we'll talk about that and why we really shouldn't even, I don't think, deal with cats. I think cats, I have five of them. And honestly, they don't like me. I don't even know why I spend time. There's new research that found that babies who spend more time with their daddies are healthier 1 year later. Yeah, daddies. Daddies who we moms think sit on the couch and fart and eat their pizza off the floor that landed cheese first. Apparently, these babies do better if they get to hang out with daddy. So that's cool. The big problem in my family is we don't really know who the daddy is. Nicholas Cruz, the accused Parkland shooter, we're being told is restless and solitary. Well, boo-hoo. Not sure if he's getting his butt kicked. They put him in solitary, but I think somebody should be kicking this kid's butt. I know, innocent until proven guilty. But, man. Anyway, we have thousands of cheerleaders who may have been exposed to mumps at a national competition. We'll review the mumps. Then we have another story. We got so much to talk about. Apparently, a lot of people hate their boss. And there's a study out that says if you stab a voodoo doll or harm a toy with pins or pliers or fire, you'll actually feel better and feel a sense of justice. So hanging your boss in effigy may make you feel better. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Also, Daylight Savings Time End is coming up, guys. So we're going to have to turn back our clocks. But what stinks about Daylight Savings Time ending is, isn't it beginning? What, isn't Daylight Savings Time beginning? I forget. It should be beginning. It's the start. Oh, my gosh. All right. I wrote the article wrong. Let me fix it. I wrote an article on this, and I just found out it's Daylight Savings Time beginning comes with health risks. Oh, boy. What is wrong with me today? All right. Well, you know what's wrong with me? Is I'm like, oh, panicking about Daylight Savings Time. I can't even write the article correctly. What is wrong with me? Anyway. All right. So people apparently have more car accidents. They have more heart attacks. They have more workplace injuries. Why? Because they lose an extra hour of sleep. And then also, we need to talk about, people are having some issues. Hold on. I have got to fix this article. I cannot believe that I just published fake news. I just published fake news, people. I put the wrong, is that a pronoun? What? First, where's the Dr. Dolly Show news team? They're hanging me in effigy. All right, they're hanging me in effigy. Daylight Savings Time beginning may come with health risks. Oh, do I suck? I'm sorry, guys. You know, I never make mistakes. I really don't. Kyle's working the dials, he can tell you. Kyle usually is the one at GCN that is really the most complimentary of all the producers. He's the one that says, you know what, Dahlia? Dr. Dahlia? I go, you don't have to call me doctor, you know? I don't even know what grades I got in medical school. I didn't even think I got my medical school diploma on time. So just call me Dahlia until I can verify that I graduated medical school. He's like, you know, Dahlia, you really have it going on. You know your stuff. You're never wrong. I fact check you. You are always spot on. So we're going to invite Kyle to come on and see if he could say that to the world, because I don't think you guys believe me. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yes, Dahlia.
Hi, Kyle. All right, so Kyle, tell them how spot on I is.
Everything she just said.
I've known Kyle from the beginning. Kyle helped me set up my studio. Ding! Although he didn't let me put Michael Fassbender pictures up. Why not? Oh, he's looking up Michael Fassbender. You see that?
We run a clean studio here.
All right. Okay, so as you can see, we've got a very busy day. Let's start with human drivers slapping and body slamming innocent self-driving cars. You know these self-driving cars are innocent? Apparently there have been 6 collision reports involving these autonomous vehicles that have been officially filed with the California Department of Motor Vehicles. Of those, 2 involve humans mildly attacking a car in question. Why are people attacking their cars? We really live in a messed up society. Can I just say that? Okay, I got to go eat some crow over the break, and we'll come back and hit these stories hard. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so we have had two humans attacking a car in question, an autonomous car. Apparently, people think that if there's no human being in there, you could just hit it. See, people like to hit. People are violent. We're animals. We don't like to just go, "Oh, sorry," or, you know, "Sir, ma'am, can you please move? You took cuts in line." We want to beat people up. We're passionate. We got our blood boiling. And according to state law, companies that operate self-driving cars must report any of these incidents to the DMV. Since California began keeping records, they've had a total of 58 people hitting a car. like hitting it, punching it, including six just this year. The most recent incident involving light violence, now they call it light violence, striking a car to me is pretty, you know, bold and violent, but they say it's light, probably meaning no weapon used. It happened in San Francisco at the intersection of DuBose Avenue and Mission Street. It happened at 10:55 p.m. According to the report, a Cruise AV was stopped behind a taxi. When the taxi driver got out, he approached the Cruise AV, and he slapped the front passenger window, causing a scratch. Now, we're being told there were no injuries, and the police are not called. Just a few weeks earlier, nearby in the heart of Mission District, on January 2nd, 9:27 p.m., a Cruise AV was stopped. The car was attempting to make a right-hand turn from northbound Valencia Street onto 16th Street and was properly waiting for pedestrians to cross 16th Street. Suddenly, a different pedestrian from a southwest corner ran across Valencia, ignoring the Do Not Walk sign, and this man was shouting and striking the left side of the car's rear bumper and hatch with his entire body. No injuries, but the Cruise AV sustained some damage to its left rear light. The police were not called. Now, as per the state law at the time, there's a new law that I guess takes over April 2nd, a human driver was behind the wheel. There was no mention as to what the human driver did in response to the action. Now, both of these incidents were reported to the LA Times. Now, why would I be spending time on this? Why is this such a big deal? Well, the reason why is, one is, I always wonder if the average human being can dismantle some of the sensors that mess with the car. So if you have somebody that could go up to one of these cars, and the human driver just sitting there, right? The human person in the car that's not using the handles or the controls just sits there. You wonder if somebody, if they start hitting or beating up on the car, could dismantle the sensors. And if the guy goes, okay, well, I guess the car is good, and you just hit it, or, you know, whether hit it with your car or hit it personally, and they go driving, how do I know that it's still fully functional? The other thing that this is kind of making us aware and, I guess, bringing to our attention is the fact that we rely on other drivers to drive half-assed. So how many of us are at a red light where you're not supposed to turn red on right or you're not supposed to turn right on red? And you're in a hurry and you see somebody do it. They look around. There's no cops, so they do it. And you're like, oh, thank heavens, because now I can do it. So you go up there. I don't like to do that because I just always get pulled over. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because I'm looking for the cops, you know. I'm like waving, going, hi, cutie. You so handsome in uniform. So I get pulled over a lot, so I don't like to do that. But I do see a lot of people, they run a red, or they'll do a California stop. These California stops, you guys know what a California stop is, right? It's where you come up to a right lane at an intersection, but you don't stop. You just roll into the intersection and make your right turn. I anticipate people doing that. If I'm in a hurry and I see a car slowing down to the intersection and I see that they have the green light and I don't see pedestrians, it's amazing what we humans pick up. I can see all this. I'm like, he's going to do a California stop, which means I don't have to slow down completely. What if it's a Google driver or it's one of these autonomous cars and they actually do a legal stop? I now have to slam on my brakes. That's a problem. That's a big problem. I'm going to get mad. And this car could have possibly caused an accident because the average person does a California roll. That's actually where the sushi came from, California roll. Yep. So we don't like order. We don't like rules followed. We want people to cheat. How many of you guys have ever been poured a drink at a bar and seen the bartender use a shot glass, right, or use the shot measurement appropriately? You don't do that. The bartenders will purposely do like a shot and a half. They get better. I know I bartended. You get better tips, right? Nobody seems to yell at you at the bar. I mean, the owners. You don't fill it up to the rim and go, okay, let me check the meniscus. Let me see. Okay, are we see? Is it right there? Is it right there? A shot? And I will pour it into the glass, and now I'll add the soda. No, you don't do that. We're used to people cheating a little bit. New York pedestrians do. Yeah, I was crossing the street, and I was with the kids, and I just wanted to be a smart aleck. And so we're starting to cross the street, and all of a sudden the red hand flashes for the do not walk. So I tell the kids, oh, man, we got to go back, right? So we go back. Then we try it again. We start to walk through, we got to go back. So we did this half a dozen times. The people driving by looking at us like, what are you doing? And it totally caused chaos. Caused absolute chaos at that intersection. Because I was afraid that once it said don't walk, if I don't listen to it, we won't make it to the other side. I did that on purpose. And my kids are looking at me like I'm the biggest idiot in the world. But don't worry, we were fine. We were safe, but it was fun. So we don't like rules. How many of you flirt? How many of you are married and you flirt? I flirt with cops all the time. Oh, my. How many lives did you save today? Ma'am, can I see your driver's license and registration? If you saved lives, I am at your mercy. I am here to serve you. Ma'am, all I need is your driver's license and insurance card, please. But you don't understand, it's my civic duty. I should be helping our cops. Is there anything I can do? You need a back rub? Need a, you know, I can massage your neck? No? Ma'am, please? Just, you know what, ma'am? You know what? It's okay. Just go back to the... Has any of you guys ever done that? Have you ever overly hit on a cop? You know, a lot of you guys say you'll fart before you open the window, you know, so the cop goes away. Or we'll try to do the, I gotta go to the bathroom, or you try to drop names, like, oh, I know the sheriff, or I'm a doctor, and I'm on my way to deliver a baby. You know, we've done all these tricks. But have you ever tried to overly flirt with a cop? I wonder if that would, see, now, when I was younger, it might have worked, but now, it would make him vomit. I could probably make the average police officer, not that I want to because they're heroes, but I could probably make them so sick in the stomach that they may not move forward with the, you know, with the ticket. That's a thought. All right. Next in the news, we have a sex addict that was almost driven to suicide by random hookups, porn, and, quote, illegal activities. Fox News is reporting that Jace Downey now believes that her addiction stems from repressed memories of being sexually abused by her own dad from the age of 5. She apparently did a lot of dangerous hookups with total strangers, and she sought help by the time she was, I guess, 30 years old. She's from Austin, Texas. She was engaging in frequent encounters with men that she couldn't pick out of a lineup now. She says her sexual experiences were becoming increasingly dangerous, risky, and painful, and could have killed her. Absolutely. Jay said, for me, sex almost never felt good. The worse it was, or the less I wanted to be there, the more I would numb out. She said, I would be driving out to meet someone and would just be like, turn around. I don't wish to be around this person. And yet I would show up and go through with it. Now, we don't talk a lot about sex addiction on this show. We should. With Tinder, Grindr, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, people are meeting people in so many different ways. Christian single, farmers. What's that farmers one where you can meet a farmer? I would go on a cowboy one. Like if there's a, I saw they have like a farmers dating site. I'd really like a cowboys. By the way, I'm on my way to Dallas today, Dallas, Texas. Oh my gosh, I love Dallas. Seeing some cowboys. But a lot of people now engage in meaningless sex. They say they need it. They say they need to relieve the stress, that this is something that they just have to do. And then they become addicted to that process. So we're going to talk about that. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
Boom. fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. All right, so we've talked about porn addiction, okay? She explains this to Jace Downey, who almost went suicidal due to her sex addiction to porn addiction. She said she was watching porn at work, and my office had windows everywhere. How would I have explained that to anyone had they walked in my office and saw that? It's just madness to me now. It seems insane. Lost a job. Loss of income, loss of health. She says, I've realized now for me the biggest danger that I could put myself in was that I had no spiritual connection of any kind. I lost my soul in addiction. Now, that's a very very good point that she brings up. A lot of times when we try to deal with addiction and we try to, shall we say, treat ourselves, sometimes bringing in religion, bringing in your pastor, finding the Lord can help with that. Helps amazingly with that. Doesn't have to work for everybody, but it does work for many. In 2014, she started working through a suicide checklist of things to check off before she died. She said, I thought, if I make it look like I just died, okay, that might look unfortunate, but nobody's left with any guilt or burden. She said, so I was honestly checking off a to-do list. When it was like a voice outside of me said, if sex interacts with brain chemicals like drugs do, can it be addictive and damaging? Absolutely. You have gambling addiction. You got food addiction. You got shopping addiction. Absolutely. So she stepped into a local recovery meeting, started her path to recovery, uncovered repressed memories of what triggered her addiction at such an early age. And she said, my dad was an addict. She said he wasn't a great dad, especially when he started drinking again. Her parents had been divorced her whole life. She really wasn't in her dad's care until she was about four. But then they started to go on vacation, stay at his house. And she said that her dad started sexually abusing her when she was five. And this trauma continued for 2 years. But then all of a sudden he stopped without explanation. So she repressed the memories. And by repressing the memories, we all do this. Where, well, there's suppression and repression. Repression is worse. Where we don't deal with the memory, but we try to talk ourselves out of it ever happening. And for a while, we forget about it. And we move on. A lot of us that have been abused, we do that. And that's a defense mechanism. Until finally it comes out. And when it comes out, you feel bad. You feel really, really bad. Because you never appropriately psychologically dealt with it. You didn't compartmentalize it. So she, unfortunately, probably thought she repressed it. But it ended up coming out in different behavior. So she started seeking treatment. She stayed sober for a year, spent 2 years traveling around the states. She filmed a documentary, Suddenly Celibate. Jace had vowed to stay celibate for the foreseeable future, but then she met her boyfriend at a comedy show. They started having sex, and then they, I guess, ended up hitting it off, and Jace now works as a self-development coach, helping people with addiction issues. Very cool that she shared her story with The Sun, also being reported by Fox News. But one thing that a lot of us don't want to admit to is if we have an addiction to something, okay? I mean, I talk about chocolate because that's about the only thing that I could relate to that. But, I mean, it's, I see chocolate. I don't care if I'm dieting. I don't care if I'm worried about diabetes. I don't care if I'm supposed to be NPO for a surgery. I will almost have a seizure if I can't touch or taste that chocolate. Chocolate is very addictive. Now, some people are that way with nicotine. Some people are that way with sex. Some people are that way with porn. Now, the reason why many sex addicts have a prior history of abuse is because of that repression, psychological occurrence that happens where you try to forget about it, but then you act out in a manner, either consciously or unconsciously, subconsciously, that allows you to deal with that behavior. So I met a lady who was sexually abused when she was younger, and she said after she was raped, she was she turned into a slut. And she said it just helped me get over it. And so some people will unfortunately do hazardous behavior and self-damaging behavior, self-deprecating behavior to heal, and that can make things worse, unfortunately. You know, we talk about sexual abuse and sexual assault a lot on the show, how, you know, a lot of girls have lost their virginity to assault. They aren't going to admit it because they're going to feel stupid. They're embarrassed. So instead, they'll have the appearance that it was they were in control. You know, in the animal kingdom, we as animals, we don't want to look like we've lost control. We don't want to look like we can't control our destiny. We can't control our bodies. We can't control what happens to us. So it's a evolutionary instinct, and it's a defense mechanism for us to show others that this is a my choice. I'm in control. Don't mess with me. Because if we look like we're vulnerable, if we look like we can't defend ourselves, we feel we're going to become another target. nobody talks about this with the Me Too movement or with the, you know, do you think a woman who was raped wants to let others know that she was raped? Not so much from the embarrassment of it, but do you think she wants to let other people know that somebody was successful at getting in there? So if anybody else is on the hunt, they know that there's already an easy target? No. The average person assaulted is going to act like, oh, nah, nobody got there. Mm-mm. Nope. In fact, I was the one that made it happen. And so, I don't want to say the average person, but that's a defense mechanism. That's what I did. You think I wanted to let people know that I was a possibility for them? Oh, hell no. And so, you know, unfortunately for other people like Jace, this might have gone to a degree that then she couldn't control it. And her mind told her, well, you got to continue this activity. This is just something you need to do. We go through rituals all the time. When we diet, we go through rituals. Certain people do this with their vitamins. They go, I got to take my vitamins. I got to stop everything and take my vitamins. You're like, are you kidding me? I would always forget my birth control pill. And so I didn't really need it because I really didn't want to have sex. But I was like, you know what? I better take it because just in case anything happens to me again, don't want to get pregnant. And I kept forgetting it. So I had to start making it like a ritual to the point where I was in the middle of class and I had to get up and leave. And the teacher's like, where are you going? And I go, I have diarrhea, but I had to run home to take it. And it's like, I knew I could have waited till after class. I didn't have to, but it's just, you start to make things a ritual. People do that with their vitamins. People do that with brushing their teeth. People do that with shaving. People may do that with cosmetic surgery. People do that with working out. Oh, we do it a lot with working out. I can't tell you how addicted to a gym I was. I was like, I'm sorry, I'm sick, I have mono, but I still have to work out. Because if I miss one day, it all crumbles. That's what people think. Maybe that's what Jace felt. She felt if she missed one day or one opportunity, things would crumble. It's a subconscious thinking that your mind is going to have all the memories come back. And again, this is subconscious. So we have a lot of people out there addicted to porn. It's very easy. It's on your cell phones. It's on your tablets. It's on your computers. We've talked about how to slowly cut back. Sometimes we have to go through rehab to stop the porn. But if you're finding yourself having unsafe sex practices, hooking up with people, because you think if you stop, all hell will break loose, either psychologically or physically or whatever, and it's easier to just continue the addiction, you need to seek help. That's the problem we have with narcotics. You have a lot of people dependent on narcotics, and they want to stop, but the withdrawal is so bad that it's easier to just continue the narcotics. The withdrawal is so painful when you go through narcotic withdrawal. So when people find that it's an easier choice to just continue the addiction than quitting, that you need to help them. And don't be afraid to go, dude, are you addicted to porn? Dude, how much porn do you watch? Oh, I watch it every day. Okay, well, people watch porn every day. That's not the, you know, is it affecting your work? Are you losing your job? What's going on? 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY, don't go away.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
All right, guys, We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen and Kyle working the dials. And we really do appreciate your calls and you tuning in. So Sunday, March 11th is the start of daylight savings time. And then it ends in the fall. But with the start of daylight savings time, our clocks spring forward an extra hour at 2 a.m. We hate this because we lose an hour. Unlike in the fall, where we get an extra hour of sleep, and we actually gain some health benefits, we risk a multitude of issues when we lose the measly 60 minutes of sleep. And I wrote an article on this with the corrected words, okay? Hey, I will own up to my mistakes. I will own them. So, real quickly, the history of daylight savings time, the ritual actually began before Benjamin Franklin. Ancient civilizations would change their daily schedules to adjust to the daylight change, right? Less day during the winter, more daylight during the summer. And so, you know, they're not going to go, oh, well, it's, you know, 8 o'clock, let's go to bed. They're going to adapt. And then Benjamin Franklin decides to write an essay for the Parisians. He really liked the French. And it was entitled An Economical Project for Diminishing the Cost of Light. Now, he wrote this back in 1784, explaining how less candles could be used if people woke up earlier, making more use of nature's early nights. Early light. And so it was an economical thing. Save on candles. Maybe you'll enjoy more of the heat, right? Maybe you could use more, I don't know, spend less on curtains. So anyway, and so once people know, oh, wait a second, saving money, that could be good. So other countries started to adopt daylight savings time, even before the U.S. Germany, in 1916, I believe, adopted daylight savings time. But President Woodrow Wilson was the first to actually sign into law in 1918. Why? Because he wanted to conserve coal during the Great War. Now, it was eventually repealed, even though a handful of states maintained it. And then by 1942, Franklin D. Roosevelt, again, to assist the conservation, you know, needed for the war efforts, made daylight saving time year-round and called it, quote, wartime. It wasn't called daylight saving time at the time. By the way, it's not daylight savings time, like we all say, and I've said. It's daylight saving time. We are saving daylight. It's not like savings in a bank, okay? So anyway, after the war, World War II, there was no federal law that maintained the time change. So states decided to do what they wished. So by 1966, President Lyndon B. Johnson was like, okay, let's do the Uniform Time Law, where we could unite the states in the effort and the law. And he decreed daylight saving time to begin on the last Sunday of April to the end of the last Sunday in October. States had the right to vote to exempt themselves. By 2007, the Energy Policy Act was created in 2005, and it declared that daylight saving time began at 2 a.m. on the second Sunday of March, hence this year, March 11th, and then it ends 2 a.m. on the first Sunday of November. Now, some of you guys are like, yeah, something's up, because I remember around Halloween, or before Halloween, we would have daylight saving end, and you're right. It was different. When I was in college, it was different. It was like in October, and I don't know, but they changed it up. Now, Arizona and Hawaii do not convert to daylight savings time. Now, they're independent. They got their own thing going. So what are the risks? Okay, well, one, we get all grumpy, but apparently there are studies finding there are increased migraines and headaches, increased workplace injuries, car accidents, heart attacks, even difficulty with conceiving. So a study out of the University of Colorado a few years back found a spike in car accidents the first week after daylight savings time change. Apparently, drivers did worse with 1 hour less of sleep than those comfortable with the routine prior to the time change. In 2014, a different study from the same university found heart attack risk to spike 25% the following Monday after the spring forward, but fell to almost normal when the clocks fell back in the fall. So heart attack risk. I believe I also saw a study looking at stroke risk. An additional study in Chronobiology International found that IVF success rates will drop during this time in women who are going through the in vitro fertilization process if they've had a previous miscarriage. Why? I guess the anxiety. So the more anxious you are about things, I think the worse things become. Losing 1 hour of sleep shouldn't be a big deal. I mean, we've been losing hours of interrupted sleep for years. You know, we have smartphones in our bedrooms. We have pets. Those of us that sleep next to our husband who snore. I was woken up 5 times. Plus, we're getting older. We get up to pee. Why is the country falling apart with only 60-minute time change? Now, you don't have to get up, okay, at 2 in the morning. I used to do that. Wake up at about 1:50, splash some water on my face to make sure I really change that clock. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is go to bed. All right? But there's a lot of discussion on should we get rid of the time change. We have electricity, we got batteries, we got generators, we got mobile devices that we could charge. Do we really need to change the clocks to conserve energy? But a lot of people like it. I think farmers still like it. And so it's still the law of the land. So what could you do so you don't have all these issues? Okay, one is prepare for the time change before it happens. So wake up 10 to 20 minutes earlier, a few days before the time change. So when you do have that 1 hour shift on Sunday, it's not too drastic. Our circadian rhythms are so delicate. So if you every day before, you know, play around with the 10, 20 minutes, you should be fine. Continue your exercise every morning. Don't skip it Monday. Okay? Your body has to get accustomed to the adrenaline surge. Keep working out in the morning so you can maintain your alertness. Still eat a balanced breakfast that day. You should be doing that year-round anyway. Remember protein, complex carbs, good energy sources. Make use of natural sunlight to help wake you up. You know, the moonlight helps us fall asleep. If you ever have trouble sleeping, shut off the lights of your house, grab a chair, and go outside. Sit on the sidewalk or sit on your porch if you're in a safe area. Kick back and watch the stars. Your melatonin will kick in and you'll start to get sleepy. Well, same thing. To wake you up, try to arrange your bed where the morning sun can hit you. If the morning sun comes at a time when you want to wake up. And, you know, it's always good to have, like, portable blackout curtains. So if it's your weekend where you want to sleep in, you can then cover up the window. But waking up to natural sunlight is a much better refreshed wake-up. Okay? Take a short walk in the morning, some brisk exercise, don't stress about it, and go to bed a little earlier Sunday night. So, it's stupid that we always have to talk about this, but these things happen. You're going to see all these stories. KDWN published an article on it. I did. Same article because it's mine. I love KDWN. And, we want to make people aware because we don't want them going out there on the road and thinking, oh, you know what, this is going to be the same commute. You'll have people out there driving who feel so overly tired. Okay. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got a lot to talk about coming up in the next hour. ER visits for suspected opioid overdoses have shot up by 30%, but the Midwest has increased 70%. We're also looking at a study where prescription opioids fail rigorous tests for chronic pain, where our ibuprofen may be better. I also want to talk about the latest with Nicholas Cruz, the accused Parkland shooter. He's feeling restless and solitary. As I wanted to get to earlier, which we'll get to, when babies spend more time with daddies, they seem to be healthier. Let's talk about this right now. Babies who spend more time with their dads were healthier by their first baby or birthday. This was published in the Journal of Health Economics. They looked at 715 families in which babies live with their mama. Babies who resembled their father were found to be healthier 1 year later. And researchers believe that this is because the fathers spent an average 2.5 more days per month with their child than fathers who don't resemble their offspring. This extra dad time resulted in better health, fewer asthma attacks, fewer healthcare visits. So baby needs some daddy time. It's not just about the mommy. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you.
Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.